Now, an obituary for an extraordinary man you probably haven't heard of, Jesse Shima, who died in the past week at the age of 101. He was an immigrant who found wealth and power, a civic leader whose loyalties were questioned. Jesse Shima, though not famous, was lucky and in the right place at the right time. Jesse Shima's nephew, Terry Shima, shared some anecdotes from his uncle's life in Washington, D.C. He says Jesse Shima was born in Okinawa in 1901 and came to Washington when he was 19.
This was in October. My uncle was in short pants and what is now called aloha shirt with a suitcase and a paper bag. And so he then went around to the different boarding houses. And the landlady at each of the rooming house said, "We do not rent to Asians." It was his first experience at discrimination. He finally spent the night on the bench in the park because he had no place to go.
Jesse Shima found a room in the slum district. He had just quit his job washing dishes at a sandwich shop when he received an invitation to a reception at the Japanese embassy.
So he went out and bought a new clean pair of pants and went to this reception at the Japanese embassy. So he sat on the couch and a person came to sit with him. And his name was John Henderson. In the end, John Henderson gave my uncle, Jesse Shima, his name card and said, "Please come visit me tomorrow at this address."
John B. Henderson, Jr. was the son of a Missouri senator and had been managing the family's enormous estate since his father's death. Their conversation would change Shima's life. John Henderson and his mother, Mary Henderson, were drawn to the young Japanese immigrant. They sent him to law school and flying school and trained him in the social graces. When John Henderson, Jr. died a few years later, Mary Henderson made 25-year-old Jesse Shima her estate manager. When Mary Henderson died in 1932, Jesse Shima inherited a large sum of money and real estate, though he had to release some of it because aliens were not allowed to own property in Washington. He became a government translator until the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Shima spent more than a year in detention centers along with fellow Japanese and Japanese Americans. When he was released in 1943, Shima turned his energies toward helping other Japanese people in Washington.
In 1945, when the war was over in the Pacific, he founded what was called the Japanese Association of Washington, D.C. He was advised by the FBI and some of his friends at that time, "Look, Jesse, it's too early, you know, to be setting up an organization like this." But he said, "No, we've got to do it because we've got to start the healing process between Japan and America."
That association sponsored D.C.'s first Cherry Blossom Festival in 1952. It was only one of many civic and business groups Jesse Shima created. He opened a grocery store that helped Japanese-American detainees start their own businesses.
He had a part-time help in the store, a boy from a very poor family. My uncle saw great potential in this boy and said, "Look, I make a commitment to send you to medical school. But do you know that was never to be? Because that young boy went to the Korean War and was killed in action." It was the first time that some people saw my uncle shed a tear. Otherwise, he was a very tough man.
Terry Shima, nephew of Jesse Shima, who died this month at the age of 101.